Good morning, my friends, and welcome back. It is time for us to get our minds aligned with the truth of God, and I want to thank you for doing that. I want to thank you for being disciplined, for making a determined effort to set aside some time to get your mind on track for today, because your thoughts will guide your steps. They will actually dictate the way that you live. Let me give you a quick example. If you were sitting in your chair there in your room, wherever you are, in your car, and you notice a spider crawling up the armrest next to you, your mindset about that spider is going to impact your reality, isn't it? It's going to dictate your actions. You're going to jump, scream, swipe at it. I don't know what you're going to do. Depends on who you are and how you respond to spiders. But then what if you recognize that it's a rubber spider, it's a toy one of your kids left around or some neighborhood kid threw into your car as a prank? You see, our mindset, what we know to be true, impacts the way that we behave, doesn't it? It's a powerful principle for living once you recognize that. And the morning mindset is my attempt at helping us all hit the reset button first thing in our day, so that we can get ourselves on track for the day and at least start out with our mind in the right place. I want to do that today by looking at Psalm chapter 131. Now, as we look at Scripture, there are often times that we need some help in understanding what it says, in getting our minds around the truth and seeing the deeper ramifications of what it means for our lives. But sometimes there are Psalms or other sections of Scripture that are just so plain in what they say, we don't really need much help at all. And Psalm chapter 131 is one of those. As I read these verses, it just seems very obvious to me what's being said. But what may not be as obvious is why it's being said and how we should take it. So let me just read it and let these words settle into your heart and let them minister to you. And then we'll come back and talk about how we might want to think about this for this day. It says, O Lord. So notice, this is a prayer addressed to the Lord. It says, O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child with my soul is within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. So do you hear this sense of peacefulness and calm in this passage? It's like the writer has just taken a deep breath, and he's placed himself in a very humble state before God. He's put himself into a position of rest and calm and waiting on the Lord as he's seeking God. And he's realizing there are some things about that position before God that are in need of being intentional, like not occupying yourself with things too great and too marvelous for you. What that brings to my mind right away is all the questions we ask about predestination and where did evil come from and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, those are valid things sometimes to consider. But my friends, there are other times we need to just set them aside for the sake of going back to our simple childlike faith. He says, like a weaned child with its mother, with a calm and quiet soul. And the last verse really tells us what to do with this attitude. Once we are able to achieve it, is to hope in the Lord. He says, O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. You see, all those other things may confuse us at times. They may get us a little bit off track. But in the end, we just need to hope in the Lord. We need to trust Him and rest in the fact that He's good and He's working for good in this world and in our lives. Rest in that today, no matter what it is you face. And join me again tomorrow.